speak about Parshas Yisro. This is a sefer. This is one of the favorites of mine, Rabbi Bronstein from Masifta Teres Yaakov. I bought it for me. It's called Eitzer Plays HaTorah. This has got like everything, like that you everything interesting that you'd ever want to know. It's like a treasure chest of just interesting, fascinating stuff. So listen to what it says over here. It says that there's a minig in place in Tunis, in Al Shazir, or whatever, however you pronounce that, that they used to make a meal on Thursday, Parshas Yisroi. And used to call it Sudas Yisroi. Yisroi Suda. It's a new one. If I would have known about this yesterday, maybe we would have done it. But I didn't. But there's a Sudas Yisroi which they make. Why? It's a zecher to the Suda Yisroi himself made. V'yikach Yisroi chois in Moshe. Oilo zvachim leilokim. Lecho lechem. They made a Suda. Yisroi made a party. So on, I mean, it doesn't say the party was on Thursday. Why do we make the party on Thursday? I understand why we make a Suda Yitzro. Yisro made a Suda, so we make a Suda. But why on Thursday? I mean, why? I mean, in theory, we could probably do it today, make it a Nitche or something. But I'd like to suggest perhaps the reason why Dafka came out on Thursday of all days. What is Suda Yitzro? Who is Yisro? What's important about Yisro? The pasuk begins as follows: Vayishma Yisro koyin midyon choisein Moshe. Yisro heard. Eskol asher ase lokim leMoshe liYisrael amoy. Now, we have to pay attention to detail. Detail here is that Hashem took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Hashem did a lot of stuff, not just that. But the pasuk starts out and says, "As kol asher asa Elokim lemoisa lemoisa." Everything Elokim did. The shame of Hashem here that's used is Elokim. Ki hoitzi Hashem es Yisrael mimitzrayim, and then we use the shame of Havaya. These are two shames, the shamos of Hashem. We're not so busy with shamos usually. Whereas Hashem is Hashem, but Hashem is different. There's different ways that we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is Elokim, and the other one is Havaya. There's another one with the shame of Yud, together with Yud, those two. There's lots of names of Hashem. Why in one pasuk are we switching? It starts, Es kol asher asa Elokim, ki hoitzi Hashem es Yisrael mimitzrayim. Why do we switch in the middle? Well, what's the reason for that? Question number one. Question number two is, what did Yisro hear? In fact, Rashi says, he heard Kriyas Yamsuf of Mechemes Amalek. Now, Hashem did lots of stuff. Es kol asher asa, everything he did. He did a lot. He did Makas Bechairus was a big one. I mean, Borod was huge. There's lots of different things. He heard Kriyas Yamsuf, Mechemes Amalek. Why is it those two that Yisro heard that made such an impression? And the third thing is, Bechlau, where do we see anywhere in the pasuk that it's these two? The pasuk says, you heard everything. Rashi zones in on two. Like, how did Rashi know that it's those? Why those two? And how did Rashi know it's those two? What's going on? So let's begin as follows. There's an interesting pasuk in Tehillim, which is a remes. Chassam Sofer, somehow, Chassam Sofer is like, was from a different world, the Chassam Sofer. But Chassam Sofer somehow is able to pull down a remes from a pasuk. The pasuk in Tehillim says the following thing. Mi chacham V'yishmar Eila V'yisboinenu Chaz De Hashem. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. And to me, it would be just another pasuk. Some server says, no, this is a remez to Yisroi. Because it says in the pasuk, Mi Chacham is Rosh Tevois Yisroi Koyein Midyon Choysein Moshe. Is Mi Chacham. So when the pasuk, when Moshe said, Mi Chacham V'yishmar Eila V'yisboinenu Chaz De Hashem, that's Yisroi. Why is there a remez here to Yisro, particularly in this pasuk? What did David want to tell us? So here we go. I'd like to focus for a moment, the Shvilei Pinchas, most of what we're doing today is just straight from Shvilei Pinchas, most of it. Focus on Melchemes Amalek for a second. What happened? What happened to Melchemes Amalek? The pasuk says that Vayobo Amalek, Vayilochem in Yisrael berfidim. Amalek came to do war with Klal Yisrael. Vayomer Moshe el Yoshua b'chol lanu anoshim. You better choose people. V'tzei v'hilochem v'amalek. Let's go fight Amalek. Machor anoichi nitzav al roish agiva. I'm going to stand on the top of the mountain. U'mat elokim b'yadzi. I'll have the staff of Hashem in my hands. You, Yoshua, you do the job. I'm up there. Now let's ask a question. Klal Yisrael just fought Mitzrayim, right? How do they do that? Hashem said, you do nothing. Hisyatzavu ure'u, that's Yeshua's Hashem. You just stand there. Kriyas Yamsuf, they went right through. Mitzrayim went through, collapsed on them, done. Hashem said, Hisyatzavu ure'u, which is you just stand by and watch. like the pasuk in Az Yashir. Hashem ish melchama. Hashem fights the war for us. We do nothing. We're just standing around. We're just watching the war. Why over here does Moshe tell Yeshua, b'chor lanu anashim v'tzei li lochem im Amalek? What do you have to, over here they have to go fight Amalek. What's the reason for that? Says the Netziv the following thing. The Netziv says that the pasuk tells us right before Amalek came. What does the pasuk say? Kal Yisrael said, Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu im ayin. Is Hashem inside of us or not? Vayavoy Amalek! And then immediately Amalek came. Ve'ilochim Yisrael berfidim. What is Kal Yisrael saying? Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu im ayin. I mean, come on. Eser Makos, Kriyat Yamsuf. What in the world are they thinking? Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu. Says the Netziv, a beautiful pshat. He says he knows that Hashem's there. Kol Yisrael knows Hashem's there, and he can come whenever he wants. Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu. Is Hashem inside of us? What does that mean? Does that mean that are we always going to rely on the miraculous? Is it always just going to be a Kodesh Baruch Hu swooping down to save the day? Kodesh Baruch Hu coming from Shemayim and like just coming in to save us in the last minute? Or is Hashem going to be bekirbeinu? Is Hashem going to be within us? Within us means, will we have within the framework of nature also special help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That was what Klal Yisrael was questioning. They weren't questioning Kriyas Yamsuf. They weren't questioning the Makos. They weren't questioning that there's such a thing as Nes. They were questioning, is there such a thing as HaKadosh Baruch Hu just being within us through the course of nature? Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu im ayin. Immediately afterwards comes Amalek. And Amalek says he wants to fight with Klal Yisrael. Now that we know that that's what the challenge was, so we understand what Moshe Rabbeinu, his job was to show them that we can win this war derech hateva. Moshe can wipe them out easy with a makeh, no problem, but that's not going to solve the quandary, the question that was bothering them. What was irking them was, is it always going to be miracles? So Moshe says, I'm not the right man for this job. Moshe Rabbeinu was a miraculous person from beginning till end. Everything about him was miracles. How he was born, when he was born, everything about Moshe was miraculous. Moshe says, okay, Yeshua, it's your job. Yeshua was not a person that was known for miracles. Yeshua, you choose people, you fight the war. I'm going to stand on a mountain. I'm up there. I'm going to be removed so that everyone knows this is not miracles. I mean, it is, but it's what we'll call it a nes nistar, which means that everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hayesh Elokim bekirbeinu, Hashem is inside of us. And therefore Yeshua is doing it. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'll take the mate Elokim. Now, this is the first time this mate is referred to as mate Elokim. Why is it called the mate Elokim here? Moshe Rabbeinu is saying something very important. Because the Ramak, Ramesha Cordovero, tells us that Elokim is gematria teva. The word, if you take the word Elokim, it's gematria teva. So he says the mate Elokim is the mate of now this mate, which did all those miracles. Moshe is saying the same mate, which is the mate Hashem, is also the mate Elokim. And now it's going to be the mate of teva, and I'm going to hold the mate away. So you could see the Teva unfold, but it's not like there's two Hashems. You know, there's people, there's an entire school of thought, which is like Bible criticism. They're Kofrim. They don't believe in Hashem. And they think that the Torah was written by two different gods. One God is the Shem Havaya, or about two gods, Shem Havaya, and the other God is Shem Elokim. I mean, why do they keep changing his name? But what Moshe is showing is that these are the same. It's the same Mate, which was Mate Hashem, is now Mate Elokim, because they're both HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is up there and Hashem is down here. That's what's happening. That's what's happening over here in the discussion about the Milchama of Amalek. Now we can understand the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah better. Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says the question. It says, when Moshe's hands were up, they were winning the war. When his hands were down, they were losing the war. Ask the Mishnah, V'chi yadais shel Moshe, Aisel's Mochama, V'shayris Mochama. War depends on Moshe's hands. I mean, Moshe does war. Can Moshe do this? What's the problem? Moshe can do a lot. Moshe did Kriyas Yamsuf. So why can't Moshe do? Why is it not totally on Moshe's hands? What's Mishnah says? What, it's totally on Moshe's hands. If you what we're saying, it's very clear. Because what the Mishnah means to say is this was a war derech hateva. If it's derech hateva, so what are the physical hands of Moshe doing about it? How are we winning the war because of Moshe? And the answer is, you want to be successful in teva, you have to realize that even teva is nes, and everything is Hashem. Moshe says, look to Shemayim. You think you're winning a war because you're so powerful, because you have such a strong army, because of your technology? You have to realize everything is Hashem, not just the miracles are Hashem. That's what Moshe was doing on the Har, standing up, raising his hand, saying, you're down there fighting, but realize even this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just the Nes, but also the Teva. Because HaTeva is Gematria Elohim. That's what he's doing. Al Koponim. Perhaps we can understand now why it's Amalek that's coming. Why is it Amalek?
Why is it not Edom?
Why is it not Yishmael? Who's Amalek? Who is Amalek that Amalek comes? Klal Yisrael says, I want to know if Hashem's down here. Vayavay Amalek immediately after. The gematria of the word Amalek is the word Ram. Ram means exalted. So there's two different things. There's Gadol and Ram. What's the difference between, the Pasuk actually says, Hashem b'tzion gadol, v'ram hu al kol ha'amim. Hashem b'tzion gadol, v'ram hu al, what's the difference between gadol and ram? What's the difference between these two things? Hashem b'tzion gadol, v'ram hu al kol ha'amim. Ram al kol ha'amim Hashem. What does that mean? What's the difference between ram and gadol? Mefarshim explain as follows. Ram is something that's like very high up. It's like removed. It's removed from you. Gadol is something that's very tall. So like, if, for example, if you have a building, the building starts down here. The building is going to be gadol. But a bird that's flying in the sky, the bird is ram. It's like removed from you. It's beyond, it's past you. Gadol is here, but it's also up there. So ram, al kol goyim, the pasuk says, ram hu al kol ha'amim, the Umas Ha'olam see Hashem as being like removed. Hashem is like, is distant. He's up there. For sure up there he's a tremendous power. But he's not down here. Gadol Hashem B'tzion. Hashem B'tzion Gadol means that we realize that Kodesh Baruch Hu is down here also. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Gadol. So Amalek, who's Gematria Ram, and is saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not here. That Hashem is in Shemayim. Amalek comes to fight with Klal Yisrael. Because when Klal Yisrael says, you know, Hayesh Elokim Bekirbeinu, is Hashem down here? That's Amalek. And here they come. And now Klal Yisrael has to eradicate that feeling and realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us even down here, even in this world. Now we understand why it is that they're doing this milchama. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Timcha es zecher Amalek mitachas Hashamayim. Mitachas Hashamayim. Why? Because what Amalek was saying was, tachas Hashamayim, down here, there's no Hashem. That's where Amalek is a problem. We say in davening every day, Hashem Elokim b'shamayim mima'al, v'alorets mitachas, Einoid. Hashem mishamayim ma'al, v'orets mitachas. Hashem's up there, Hashem's down here. So Amalek's maskim up there. Yeah, Hashem's up there. He's Ram. He's not down here. Timcha ezecha Amalek mitachas Hashamayim. Down here is where Amalek is a problem. And he's making sveikas in Amunah. He's telling us, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu here within us or not? So we have to be meichet, we have to be timcha ezecha Amalek. Lefi zeh, Rabbi Yisai. We can understand everything. It's beautiful. There's Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek. Why are those the two things, particularly that Yisrael heard, that made Yisrael said, listen, for sure, there's Hashem. I mean, look, he made the miracles. Kriyas Yamsuf was the most amazing miracle. Kriyas Yamsuf was the it. Like we say, that the hardest miracle, the most amazing miracle was Kriyas Yamsuf. That's why it says hard to make a shidduch as Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf is the it. Okay, but that was like, that's up there. What about down here? That means that Hashem, like every once in a while, came to visit. But is HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us at all times? That was Melchemes Amalek. That was the Melchama of Amalek. That was the point to prove to us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is even with us in the Teva. And Yisrael heard all of that. Not just the miraculous, but even the natural. So now, says the Chassam Sofer, look at the Pesukim. Look how beautiful. The name Elohim is Gematria HaTeva. The Pasuk says, Vayishma Yisroi, Eskol Asher Osa Elohim, the Moshe of Yisrael, Ki Hoitzi Hashem Es Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. So the Pasuk speaks about Elohim, and then the Pasuk speaks about Havaya. Why do we switch names in the middle? The answer is that Hashem took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. That's the shame of Havaya. That's the shame of miracles. That's miraculous. Yisrael knew that. Even Amalek knew that. But the fact that Hashem is going to show up every once in a while, how do we know that Hashem is with us every single day, all the time? Vayishma Yisro Eskol Asher Osa Elohim L'Moshe L'Yisrael. Yisro heard everything. He didn't just hear Kriyas Yamsuf. He also heard Machanas Amalek. And he put everything together. And when you put everything together, Ki Hashem Elohim Bashamayim Mima'al V'al Oretz Mitochas Einoid. There's nothing else. Then he realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in complete control. Now we can understand what the Pasuk says. Chassam Sofer mentions the Pasuk. The Pasuk in Tehillim. Mi Chacham V'yishmar Eila V'yisboinenu Chazdei Hashem. Mi Chacham V'yishmar Eila. This is Yisro. Mi Chacham is V'yishma Yisro Koyen Midyon Choysen Moshe is Rosh Tevas Mi Chacham. Why? He's Yisboinenu Chazdei Hashem. He looks into Hashem's chesed and realizes Hashem is even in the teva. He's not just in the miraculous. We find Hashem in the miracles that he does for us every single day. And I think that perhaps that is what's unique about Yom Chamishi. Yom Chamishi, Hashem created the Dogim and the Oifos. The Dogim and the Oifos. What is the Dogim and the Oifos? The Dogim are Ba'aretz Mitachas, and the Oifos are B'Shamayim Mimal. The Dogim and the Oifos is Yom Chamishi. Yom Chamishi is the day of Shamayim and Oretz. The day of Shamayim and Oretz. And Yisro said, Ki Hashem Elohim B'Shamayim Ma'al Oifos V'al Oretz Mitochas, the Dogim, those two, Einoit. The day for Sudas Yisro is Thursday. And the truth is that every one of us, every single day, has to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. We say during Moedim, Al Nisecha Shebechol Yoim Imanu, Hashem does miracles with us every single day. Now, how do we say that? You know that the Stipler brings the following Ha'ara. The Stipler says that during Shmoin Esrei, we say, Akel HaGodol HaGibor V'Anoira. And there was a Tkufa, there was a time in Klal Yisrael when they said, we can't say that because we don't see that. Ayei Gvuroisav, where's Hashem's Gvura? Where's Hashem's strength? Klal Yisrael is suffering so much, so we can't say Goda. We can't say Gibor. And they struck that from the Tvila because they said, if I can't see it, I can't say it. Maybe it's true, but how can I say that? And they restored it after they were able to understand where Hashem's Gvura really is. But says the Stipe, hold on a second. So how do we say, Al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu? Can we see that? Do we see Hashem's miracles every day? The answer is yes. Because if we could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his miracles, meaning in the Derech of Teva, we don't see Hashem in the Shemayim Imal. We see Hashem in the Oretz Mitochas. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu running this world. We see Hashgacha Pratis. We see how everything is working out. And we have to be able to identify that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we mean when we say, Al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu. Finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the mundane, in the Teva. And that's what happened when Klal Yisrael were victorious against Amalek. It doesn't say that we defeated Amalek. It says, Vayachalosh Yeshua as Amalek. He weakened them. Amalek is still around. We have a chiyuv of Timcha as Zecher Amalek. How do we do that? We do that by seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. We do that, Beis Hashem will be Zoicha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal himself, Vayom Ahu Yi Hashem Echad, Ushmoy Echad. We'll be able to see that Hashem's name of Elohim and Hashem of Havaya are really all one name. We'll be Zoicha to the Gula Shlema, B'mheirav Yameinu, Amen.